BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, we have got some more cock noms because we need to name this cockerel by tomorrow. I've got something I really need to learn by the weekend, and it's a lot harder than I thought. And have you had a public meltdown? You have.
Oh, I had an absolute mare. You're going to hear about it in this. I still, even after the show, don't feel good about it, to be honest. But anyway, enjoy.
Scott Mills.
I hope you're good today, Scott. Was really enjoying your messages last night.
Mm. Oh, we're going to talk about this, are we?
Where were you?
All right, so I was filming something in Wolverhampton last night because it's the FA Cup at the weekend. So BBC Sport had me going and meeting a few Wolves fans and a couple of ex-players, that kind of thing.
Mm. And you got to Wolverhampton on the train?
Yeah. So I went by train and, you know, we'd had quite a sort of long day anyway yesterday, but I was on the train and it was really hot. Like, why are the trains so hot sometimes?
Boiling.
I've never worked it out. Like, why has it got to be so hot?
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone was crowded on. It was all a bit sweaty and stuff like that.
I feel the same about when I go clothes shopping, and you're the same.
Yeah.
Why is it so hot in there?
And it just makes everyone stressed and on edge. And
yeah.
Anyway, so I'll be honest about it.
Read the messages that you sent me last night?
Yeah, I'm going to look like a real idiot. Cactus for this, yeah.
So the messages say, three girls got on train, then sprayed coke everywhere. I'm covered. I've lost it. We'll probably be on YouTube tomorrow.
Yeah, this is what I'm fearing now. I'm fairly certain one of them will have filmed this.
Okay.
So three girls get on. One of them has, from what I can see, like, because it wasn't just like being next to me and then undone a bottle of coke and it gone sort of a bit over. It was like Formula One style, shaking the bottle, goes everywhere, right? All over me, all over this lady that's next to me. And these girls are like two rows of seats behind, so it shouldn't have reached. So I think it was intentional.
You think it was on purpose?
So I immediately, my first thought is like, who did that? No one says anything. So I turn around and go, who did that? Right? Kicked off. Which I feel really stupid about now, because it wasn't the worst thing in the world, right? But I was covered in coke.
Who did that?
Turned around, no one admitted it. So then I sort of shouted at one of them. I could see who it was. Shouted at one of them to apologise.
All right, Dad.
I was like Will from The Inbetweeners. You should apologise. Anyway, the worst thing was, like, bless them, they did apologise. And then I sat there feeling like a bit of an idiot. And then the worst thing of all, like, I had headphones on. I could hear them giggling.
Oh.
So clearly, like, I'm the there's no end of words you could use to describe me with it.
Yeah.
However, I was really annoyed and I was gutted for this lady who, you know, was being so polite about it despite the fact she was covered in coke. I lost it.
Who did that?
Oh, I went full on, like, it's cringe.
People pay money for that in the champagne spray and mobs.
I'm worried that it's going to be a YouTube thing. I expected to see it this morning.
I would quite like to hear about other people's meltdowns as well, because sometimes it just...
I lost it.
Right, you don't realise, but you, like, something happens, some trigger happens, and you just lose it.
Do you know who it reminded me of?
You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest!
Remember him?
You're under a citizen's arrest!
This was me last
night. I'll tell you what, you are too!
Scott Mills.
You're going to be on that show, Trains From Hell.
Mate, I'm waiting for it, honestly. And then everyone was silent in the carriage afterwards.
Oh.
And I sat there going, look, that's not me. I'm actually, don't normally, well, I do get quite angry in these situations.
Who did this?
Apologise!
Apparently, on Trains From Hell last night, which was on telly, might try and find the clip, this guy was on the train and someone just threw a bagel and it kind of landed on him. And then people kept putting the bagel on his head.
Everything gets so tense on the train. Like, the person I was next to as well, right? I had some food and had the bag with it, like the paper bag that had come with the food. And it was sort of encroaching ever so slightly onto his half of the table.
Yeah.
And it became so tense. Like, should I move it? Should he move? Things get pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, you've got history on trains as well. Do you remember?
What else have I done?
Oh, all sorts. You really kicked off a couple of years ago.
Was that when we were going to Cornwall, was it?
No, it was you and your now wife, and you lost it. I'm trying to think of the story.
This doesn't sound like a story I've told you, so clearly she's told you.
No,
I went Ronnie Pickering.
No, you went full Ronnie at the conductor.
I did. You are right. I do remember that now.
How do I remember that?
Yeah. He was out of order.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Scott.
Meltdown. Go on, tell me.
Okay, so
I was massively pregnant at the time, so I'm going to blame it on pregnancy hormones. I was doing my weekly shop, walking around the supermarket, and there was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 sort of 12-year-old boys just all walking in a line down the aisle. And I'm hangry, so I need to get what I'm in for, and I need to get out so I can eat food. And they're all just sauntering down the aisle, really slowly, taking out the whole aisle. So you can't get past. So I just sort of shout, "Can we move?" And they all sort of look around at me like, that crazy lady just shouted at us.
"Can we move?"
That's so good.
I mean, there was another word in there, but I redacted that.
Uh-huh.
So I just sort of screamed at them. And my husband just looked at me like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm just hangry. We need to leave now because this is embarrassing."
"Can we move?"
I do that in my head all the time. I'm always seem to be behind slow-moving people. I scream in my head.
I do it in my head all the time. I don't know. I think the pregnancy hormones just took over, and I was like, "I'm just going to say it. What are they going to do? Hit a pregnant lady? No."
"You're under a citizen's arrest. You're under a citizen's arrest. You're under a citizen's arrest. And I'll tell you what, you are too."
Also, Jamie in Birmingham, well done to you and your meltdown. The street artist in Paris that you say drew you and your now wife awfully. Find someone half a mile down the road drawing for half the price, storms back to him and demands a refund.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember Mary, one of our listeners who's got a cockerel that needs a new name?
Oh, I keep forgetting about it. There's been a lot on.
Yeah, so we want to name the cockerel after. I mean, I'm talking like, I don't know, maybe an ex that has wronged you, a friend that has robbed you, that sort of thing.
Yeah, nominations please, because we're going to have to probably wrap this up tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, it's a massive cockerel, this.
Yeah. Emma, who do you want to name the cockerel after?
I want to nominate my ex, Sandra, not real name, for the cockerel.
Why have you chosen Sandra? Because that's my mum's name, so a bit weird. All right, so what did Sandra do to you?
Oh, it was horrible. So she had this friend at work who had a boyfriend, so I wasn't too worried about that. And they spoke quite regularly, texting and the like. It was August last year. Things came to a head and it turned out that they were more than friends, which was horrible.
Hang on, Sandra was friends with who?
I've got to think of another name now.
Yeah.
Angie.
Right.
And Angie had a boyfriend, so I wasn't too worried about that.
Fine.
But it turns out that Angie didn't want to be with her boyfriend anymore. She wanted to be with my girlfriend.
Oh.
So me and Sandra had been together for about 2 years. We just made the big move. I'd moved cities to move in with her and everything was going lovely. But anyway, so it happened in the middle of the month, so she'd already paid like her half of the rent. So she got all her stuff, so I texted her and said, "That's fine, like, can you post your key through the door?" And she said, "I've paid my rent to the end of the month, so I'm keeping my key unless you transfer me £100, which is like what was left of the rent of the month, because technically it's my place still then."
That's ridiculous. I'm a little
absolutely
bit lost.
Ridiculous.
So you were dating Scott's mum.
No.
Scott's mum started seeing a friend of yours.
No, her friend, her straight friend from work.
Oh, right. Got you. Okay, right. Oh, annoying.
You never know, do you?
No, you never know. What was more annoying was like 6 weeks after this had happened, we had a holiday booked to Mexico. The breakups cost me like literally thousands of pounds.
Oh, babes.
It's annoying. We've not really talked about this much before, but when you break up with someone, because so much of your life is intertwined with someone else, there are often all of these things that you've got to like pay off or finish, or like, let's say you do joint classes. What happens with the joint classes? Well, it's all this stuff that suddenly just ends, the separation, you know, the routines, the restaurants that you go to that you can't now go to.
It gets well expensive.
You go to. Yeah.
It does get well expensive. Luckily, Hull's got 3 Nando's, so I managed to avoid it because I just go to different Nando's.
Yes.
Luckily, Hull's got 3 Nando's.
Right, we've got to make a decision on this. Scott's mum for the cockerel. I think we can decide tomorrow, aren't we, Scott?
Yeah, we are.
Scott Mills.
Simone, who have you got?
I would like to name the cockerel after my ex-boyfriend, Miles, the massive cockerel.
Oh, okay, this sounds like a good one. What have you got for me?
We were in a relationship for 2 years, so serious, long-term. He turned around to me last summer and said, "Look, I really want to do a season away in Ibiza. I know it's not ideal, but yeah, I just need to get it out of my system.
Yeah, I think the phrase getting it out of my system,
that doesn't, I mean, see, I'm not okay with
that.
Yeah, it's a massive red flag.
Yeah, bit of a red flag, but I thought, you know what, if I say no, then it's never going to end well. I thought I'll be the supportive, trusting girlfriend of the year. So
that's really good of
over
you.
Over the summer.
Yeah.
So over the summer, a few more red flags popped up.
Okay, what are the next red flags, though?
So he lives in a villa with a group of people, a few DJs, etc.
Oh, no, not DJs.
DJs.
No.
Top DJs.
The worst.
There was also Insta famouses and a model amongst them.
Hang on, no, he's not staying with reps. He's
slightly higher class.
Right. So in the villa, we've got DJs. Who else have we got?
We've got models and, yeah, I got a little bit suspicious of a particular girl that was sort of one of these Insta famouses.
Influencer.
And yeah, that's it, possibly. A bit of a travel blogger.
Oh, okay.
He assured me it was just friendship. There was a whole group of them, nothing serious.
So you've got DJs, you've got models, you've got influencers.
Yes. It's like the promo for the Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
I got a little bit more suspicious when by October, so season's nearly over, he still hadn't made it home for my birthday.
Oh.
Even though the year before he forgot it.
Wow, he sounds like a catch.
But that's a whole new story.
Yeah.
What they did, they took a detour trip to Thailand instead on the way back.
Right.
And he just said, look, hang on, I'll be really home soon and we'll sort everything out, smooth it over, I'll be home soon. So eventually he was home. So after I paid for his flight and collected him from the airport, because he'd spent all of his pennies, picked him up from the airport.
You even picked him up from the airport. You're so nice.
I'm too nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you're at the airport. Go on.
At the airport, pick him up. Lovely. It was just like so good to see him. And again, we spent the next couple of months doing everything together again. So I had planned, his birthday was in December, and so that we could spend some quality time together, I'd booked and planned a surprise holiday for his birthday. So on his birthday, I was sort of really excited, obviously, to reveal this surprise. And we woke up and you get the usual messages on social media wishing you happy birthday. But it turns out we actually got two surprises that day. Because I was checking just on social media, as you do.
Oh, and wait, okay. Can we break a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to play a song and I need to get my head around this. Scott Mills. Right, so we left the story that well, the boyfriend has been in Ibiza for a whole season in a villa full of DJs, models and influencers.
Yeah, his words, getting it out of his system.
Yeah, not great. And then he did a detour to Thailand. You paid for his flight back from Thailand because he'd run out of money and spent it all.
Yeah.
Then you decide for his birthday to get him a holiday, a surprise holiday.
A city break to spend some quality time together.
Okay, so the day arrives, it's his birthday, you're excited to reveal the surprise holiday. What happens next?
So, just before I do that, we were going through social media, as you do, just scrolling, and what popped up was only to be described as picturesque, tropical, romantic couple photographs of my boyfriend and this Insta-famous girl that I'd been a little bit suspicious of whole time.
Not the travel blogger.
The travel blogger. So he was on her travel blog, sort of on the beach, and she was tagged him in it saying, wishing him a happy birthday, saying how she was so lucky to have seen some of this world with him and couldn't wait for all the other plans that they had together.
Oh, this is the worst. Oh, I don't know what to say.
So where were you at the point that you found out on social media? Were you back at home or something? Were you with him?
Yeah, I woke up with him in the morning, wished him all happy birthday and whatnot. But I was at work, so I went to work and I saw all these at work on my own. And I was supposed to be seeing him that night, and that's when I was going to give him his surprise.
Oh,
babe.
What did you say to him?
I probably couldn't repeat that on the radio, but yeah, there were a few choice words.
Who went on the holiday?
So I went on the holiday. I went on my own, went to sort of process things.
Yeah.
Until the day after, he decided to fly out after me like something out of a Hollywood film. Mm. You know, like, oh, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, making all the right promises, saying all the right things, begging me to forgive him, basically. So I was just considering it because...
Because too nice, yeah.
So just as I was sort of starting to think it through, when we got home, as soon as we got home, pretty much, he had a sudden change of heart and said, actually, on second things, can you get your things from my house? Because I've decided to invite Miss Instafamous to the UK.
No. Do you know what he is? Flip-flop. That's what he is. That's flipping and flopping with what he wants. Flip-flop.
And you sound so lovely.
Too lovely.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of nominations for the naming of this cockerel, but at the moment, for me, in my head, he is top of the list. He is top cock.
Yes.
Top of the cocks.
Yes.
Look, you are lovely, and not everyone is like that.
I hope so. Thank you.
Especially not him. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Okay, it's time for funny business. I give Chris a place to call with a good name. He does the same. Can't laugh. That's it.
Yeah, that's the only rule. Can't laugh.
Okay.
We've had some great ones in this game as well previously. This one that I'm about to connect you to is amazing.
Okay.
All right.
Me first then, yeah?
Okay. You first.
Whew, okay, here we go.
Hello, well hung and tender.
Sorry, who's that?
It's Well Hung and Tender.
Well Hung and Tender?
And Tender, yes, that's all.
Okay. hi. And what does your business do?
So we're beef farmers and event caterers from Berwick-on-Tweed.
Of course you are. Okay, cool. And what a lovely part of the world as well.
It is. It's very sunny today.
Yeah. Okay, so if I've got any beef needs, I come to you.
Yep, we can provide them. We sell, the beef. So it's all about the aging of the beef, and it makes it extra tasty.
You're a beef farmer.
I'm a beef farmer, yes.
Yes, you are. Yes. I just said that. And can I ask which bit is well hung and which bit is tender?
It's all well hung and it's all tender.
Well, that's great. So it does what it says on the tin.
It is exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, well, next time I'm looking for... hung and tender beef, I'll come to you if I'm in the Berwick-on-Tweed area.
We'll see you there.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Great one.
Oh, God.
Great one. Lovely conversation there as well. By the way, no one understands jokes that are just between me and you. I think we're the only ones that do that whole, you're a beef farmer. She was like, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
We do this with everything, like parking a car or something. I'll say just... You park the car on the left-hand side. You'll say, you park the car on the left-hand side.
We do it all the time.
All the time. You're a beef farmer.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I've got one for you. Okay. Don't laugh. Good luck.
Good afternoon, Nutbusters. Nice speaking. How may I help?
Good afternoon. Nutbusters.
Yes.
Sorry, what? And just to check, what is it your business does?
We're mechanics, mobile mechanics.
Oh, okay, as in like wheel nuts and stuff like that.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Did you come up with the name yourself? It's a great name.
I did.
Great. And Nutbusters, where are you based?
We're based in Anstey, Leicester.
So when people like ask in the pub what you do for a living and that, do you call yourself a nutbuster or is that just the name of the business, would you say?
That's just the name of the business, but it is funny.
Yeah, all right, mate, it's a great name. That's why we're giving you a call. It's just it's a brilliant name. Yeah, yeah. Nutbusters. Yeah, all right. Well, it's good to speak to you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Nutbusters. Yeah. All right. Cheers then. Bye.
All right, bye.
So I don't know. It's so horrible doing these conversations. It's like, what do you say?
Nut busters.
Yeah.
I like how he started that call, though. Good. It's great. He should do the boxing announcements. Scott
Mills. So, yeah, I'm going to see some sport on the weekend.
Yeah, what's going on with this, then? You... This isn't where you have sporting news and you sort of screw me over with it, is it?
No. I'm going to see sport and I need to know if...
see sport.
If I'm doing the right thing.
Oh, save this. This sounds like it's going to be good.
I'll tell you after three.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Genuinely don't know if what I'm about to do is okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in East Sussex, just on my way home.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a live cable joiner. Well, training to be one, anyway.
You're a live cable joiner?
You are.
I like that you joined in. All right, what's the plan for the rest of the day, then, now you've finished?
Just going home, gym later, and then chill.
Yeah, gym and chill.
That's pretty much it.
All right.
Yeah, gym and chill.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Do you want to... I was about to invite you to my birthday party tonight. Do you want to come?
I'm there. Yeah, I'm there, mate.
Yeah,
I'm
anyone there. Anyone else? I'm just trying to work out what to do.
I can bring a lot of people if you like.
Mm. Also, that sounds well desperate. Like you've got no friends. Mm.
Yeah, you've actually got no friends.
You've got no friends.
I'd argue the opposite. What I'm saying is I've got lots of friends willing to invite everyone. I suppose not everyone listening is going to be my mate.
Also, we haven't mentioned it's your birthday, have we? Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Yeah.
That's right, no worries.
Am I seeing you tonight then, Noel?
Yeah, we can do. Yeah, I was only going to say the pub.
You haven't even invited Scott.
Yeah, no, we don't.
I haven't made any plans. I'm literally... No, do you know what? Actually, just talking to you and when you said what you're up to tonight just sort of reminded me that I was born this time a while ago.
Rob, there's been absolutely no mention of any kind of get-together before he spoke to you, so...
We're organising now.
Yeah. Sure. It's nice to know where you're
saying,
Scott,
isn't it? Yeah, but we should do it all on the radio, isn't it? Right, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
What a show.
Rolling with an N and an apostrophe, so no G.
I see what you're doing here.
Limp Bizkit. Strong from me.
Yeah, this is the end of... No, it is a good choice.
That's true.
I've had your pants down recently.
You what? What do you mean you've had my pants down?
I have.
How?
I'm back. I am back.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're back with a tune. Now, this is a tune. It's a good choice from you. But this is a monster of a song.
Yeah, that's...
This is Nero, Guilt. Whose pants would you like down, though? That's the question.
It's like whenever you are in a situation, you either break out Nero or Chasing Status or the streets.
Come on.
Break glass for emergency.
Yeah. To be honest, I wasn't expecting that one from Scott, to be honest. So,
I've changed.
That's a banger. Usually I do go with Chris, not going to lie. But Limp Bizkit is my go-to training. When I'm in the gym, it's Limp Bizkit or Linkin Park. So it's going to have to be Limp Bizkit.
See, I did... This was in my gym the other day, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get it on. So, enjoy.
Radio 1's Life Hacks. We're back and we're joining forces with our fellow podcasters, James and Dan.
We've had loads of you getting in touch with our podcast, A Gay and a Non-Gay, asking for advice on consent in the LGBTQ+ community, depression, coming out. But we need an expert, so we hit up Life Hacks and Dr. Rada.
I'll be here to give medically sound info and advice on anything and everything. Nothing is off limits.
I slept with a guy last night, he did give me his number.
I'll leave that to your discretion.
Okay.
Download the Life Hacks podcast now on BBC Sounds.
Yes. Oh, someone's guessed what I'm doing when I'm seeing sport at the weekend. Shout out to number ending 458. Oh, that's Craig. You're not far wrong, Craig. I'll tell you more after three.
That was a great song. I do love that one. There were some words missing, it felt, at times.
Yes, but that was a special edit that I could bring you there, but that was Limp Bizkit and Rollin', and I went on bangers.
Scott Mills.
Rewind to last week on the Lolathon for Comet Relief, where Jax Jones was lying down at the back of this very studio, legs in the air, as Chris stood kind of towering above him.
Well, I was pushing his legs into his chest.
Like he was about to give birth.
I was winding him.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
And fart for me was the phrase of the Lolathon for me, really.
That's going to haunt him. There'll be another time that I see him. Like, I'm hoping as, you know, festival, that sort of thing. I'm just going to go up behind him, whisper in his ear, fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Scott Mills.
I see you're going to the rugby this weekend.
Why have you spoiled that?
Well, like, hundreds of people have been on saying it, says it on every digital radio.
Oh.
And in every car.
That wasn't the only thing I was going to tell you, though.
That's amazing that you said... Hello? Hello? That you were going to keep it a secret.
No.
Until three, and it's everyone's seen it.
I was going to wait till 10 past 3 and be like, by the way, guys, I'm going to the rugby.
So is that it?
I am going to the rugby.
That's what I'm waiting for, to hear that you're going to the rugby this weekend.
No, absolutely. Keep listening. There's music on the way from Little Mix.
Is this that you come out as Welsh? I'm baffled.
It's not that either. I'm not coming out.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to a sports match this weekend.
Right, so you told me about this and this idea, and yeah, I'm fascinated to see how this is going to play out. Newfound interest, innit?
I'm going to the rugby.
Yeah, nice.
How cool is that?
That's amazing. Very lucky man.
Wales v Ireland, the Grand Slam decider.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And have you been to the rugby before?
Never.
So why all of a sudden are you keen to go?
Because my boyfriend is Welsh, mm-hmm. and I'm going with his family.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. But am I allowed to support Wales because I'm not Welsh?
You can support whoever you like. We've never really talked about this, who you actually support. You've always said maybe Southampton because you're from round that way, but that's football.
Yeah.
So I would say because you are English, ordinarily I would imagine that you would support England, but you've never really kind of decided on that.
But England aren't in it in this game. It's Wales, Ireland.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So
yeah.
Am I allowed to be? Because the family are like, oh, we're going to draw a Welsh flag on your cheek. And I'm like, I'm not sure that's okay on Instagram.
You can do whatever you want. If you want to support Wales, that's great. Support Wales.
Daffodil hat, is that allowed?
Yeah, that's great. But what I would say is once you've decided you're going to support a country, I mean, like really support a country, you've got to kind of stick with it. So by all means, be a Welsh fan, but then you are going to be a Welsh fan for life.
For rugby.
What do you mean?
Well, like when the World Cup was on,
yes.
Obviously I supported England.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah?
I went to all the matches in the pub. So am I allowed to support Wales for rugby, but England for football?
Well, it's a fascinating idea, yeah. I quite like the idea that you do sort of split yourself a bit.
Mm.
I don't know what you call that. Binational? I don't know.
Anyone that knows about sport, can you let me know? Am I allowed to support two different countries for two different sports? Because I'd quite like to.
But what I'm saying, from a neutral point of view, you could support whoever you want. But I love that you're thinking of this in a deeper way. You are going to support Wales from here on in. That's what you're asking, is can you support England for life in the football?
Yeah.
And can you support Wales for life in the rugby?
I doubt it's a question that comes up often.
Okay, yeah, you have got a newfound love for Wales. You talk about it all the time. You're always in Wales at the moment. Do you know what I mean? I didn't mean that. But what I mean is you really do love the Welsh.
Well, I'm there a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating idea, this. It could do with people clearing it up. Can you do both countries for different sports?
Yeah. Let us know on 81199. Maybe someone is in a similar situation to me. Who knows?
Scott Mills.
Hi, Scott. I'm at uni in Bristol and I'm Welsh, and one of my English uni friends has decided to support Wales this year in the rugby and still supports England football, so you're fine. We'll happily welcome you.
Few people calling you a disgrace.
I know, yeah. That's gone well.
No, it's good because you're being honest and you're trying to get to the bottom of it all, aren't you?
Ben and Devon has Welsh parents, was born in England.
There you go.
Supported England for the World Cup, but always rugby for Wales. I mean, there are lots of people saying that I'm turning my back on my own country, but what do you do?
But no, the thing is with this is you've never really pinned support to one particular team. What you're saying is, should you be a full Welsh supporter, it would be who you decide to go with, right?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's Welsh.
Yeah. But don't Wales need to win? And then if Wales...
We can go into this if you want, but it's going to go right over your head.
If Wales don't win, then England could win the Six Nations.
So basically, really, for an England result, if I'm right with this, for an England result, Ireland, you should really be supporting Ireland if you're supporting England. But my point is...
Oh, it's just so confusing.
No, my point is you're going with Welsh family.
Yeah.
You're sort of a little bit adopted Welsh now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Look at this. I'm a lifelong England football fan and Wales rugby fan. Because Wales have never been in a tournament to support them in football. That's a lie. They're in the Euros. Plus, mum is... English and dad is Welsh. What? That's from Sam. I'm saying there's complications to this. There's levels to this. But I think if you're going to go full Welsh, I think you've got to commit. By commit, I think what you should do is learn the Welsh anthem and sing it with pride at the weekend.
All right, thanks, Five Lives. Scott Mills. So I need to learn the Welsh national anthem by Saturday.
Yeah, this is, well, arguably one of the greatest sporting spectacles is to be there when the Welsh anthem is sung in Wales before the rugby.
Yeah.
It's just the most amazingly powerful thing. What an anthem. I'm going to help you along with this. So what I've done is I've got the Welsh national anthem here being sung at the rugby.
Right.
And I've printed off the lyrics for you. And I think you could get to grips with this. Also, always remember, you learnt Despacito, didn't you? So I'm sure you can learn this in no time at all.
Okay. Homework.
You've got to do it justice, though.
Yeah, all right. So... Okay, so it's in Welsh.
Yep.
Now, what you've printed out here is phonetic, so this is not like... this is how I would sing it.
Yeah. How I've written it out is not how you would understand it, OK?
My hair and wool.
Yeah, my hair and wool... Well, I'll tell you what, let's get a decent... Because I don't think you're going to be able to sing over that. Let's get you singing the words over this version of it, and everyone can just hear how you're going to start this.
Okay.
Just stick to how I've written them. That's the key here, OK? So I've written it as you will say it.
All right, then.
So it starts, there's no Welsh here.
No, it's like, but as I would sing it.
This will sound bang on.
So my hair and wool, add ver and had I.
Bang on.
Okay.
Here we go.
I don't know even the tune. My hair and wool, add ver and had I. Willie me, go lad by... Oh, this is terrible.
Carry on. No, that's great. Go a bit lower as well. You don't need to go quite so high. Ready?
I don't... These aren't the same words.
Yeah. Now sing up.
Glad, glad, plaidy. I'm so sorry, everyone. Well,
insulting a whole nation here on Radio 1.
I will learn it, but I will have this down by Saturday. And Wales, you'll be proud of me.
You're going to get booed on Saturday, mate. We should up the stakes with this, right? If you get this done properly, you should be the one doing the anthem on the pitch.
No way.
You should be Catherine Jenkins.
No way. But... I'm not going to let you down.
Are you going to learn it?
I'm going to learn it by Saturday, I promise you. BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills. Julia, help me!
I'll try my best.
Okay, so I've committed to learning the Welsh National Anthem by the rugby on Saturday, which I'm going to in Cardiff. How can you help?
Okay, so my mum is Welsh and my dad's English, so I'm torn just like you on who to support.
Mm.
But my mum doesn't know any Welsh, and the way she sings the first line... is my hen laid an egg and I want it for my tea.
So your mum is Welsh but doesn't know the Welsh national anthem?
Correct.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what is it? How would you sing it?
My hen laid an egg and I want it for my tea.
Okay. Do you know the like the melody of it? Can you sing it for me now?
I'm not a very good singer. If you put the national anthem on, like you had earlier, I could give it a go.
Sure.
You're asking for a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, you're asking for a lot.
I thought gigs would be enough. Mm. I was also intrigued to hear the Welsh national anthem sung over gigs.
My hen laid an egg and I want it for my tea.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will get booed, Julia.
No, we sing it all the time. Whenever the national anthem is on, that is what we sing.
All right, that's the first line done then. Scott Mills. The Welsh have been on, saying that was a ridiculous suggestion. I'm going to learn it for Welsh by Saturday.
Well, I want you to make our Welsh listeners proud on Saturday.
And I will make you proud, Wales. That was Ariana Grande and Seven Rings. Earlier in the show, we were talking about when Chris lost it last night on the train because someone sprayed coke over him.
Yeah, it was... I sort of regret it a little bit. Three girls got on, sprayed coke everywhere. I think it was done on purpose. I lost it, told them to apologise.
Who did this?
Yeah, it was all on. Yeah, I'm worried they filmed it.
Maddie, you have had a meltdown as well, yeah?
Hi, yes, I did, embarrassingly.
Okay. Oh, no, it's embarrassing after. What did you do?
Well, basically, I was having a really long, awful day in work, meetings all day till about 7 o'clock in the evening, and just wanted to get home and have a glass of wine. So stopped in a supermarket in Watford on my way home to pick up some cat food and a bottle of wine, and the woman on the checkout was not going to give it to me without ID, rightly so, but I was 30 at the time.
Okay.
Didn't have any ID on me, stupidly, and kept saying that I should find it, take it as a compliment that she was asking me for ID, and was very patronising and doing a head tilt, and smiling at me and asking very calmly. I didn't have any ID on me.
I love it. I love that you've done this for a glass of wine and cat food, big night in.
Did they escort you from the store?
A little bit, yes. I started shouting and getting a bit agitated.
What did you shout?
All I had on me was my car keys and my work pass. So I started shouting, would I be driving a company car if I was 17 and underage and trying to buy wine?
Oh.
You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest! Yeah. You're under a citizen's arrest! And I'll tell you what, you are too! One,
Scott Mills. I know I keep on, but your country needs you. Great Britain, I need you for Where Do You Think They Were This Week, the show where we find out exactly when and where you were made, because at some point your parents did make sweet love. We've had babies being made everywhere, in cars, on bridges, in cinemas, on rugs, in bushes. You'd like to know where you were made, wouldn't you? And you want one of your parents to tell you. If you're up for it, step forward, be a hero. I need a contestant for this week, and I need to speak to one of your parents. Where and how you were made. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you do it, I will love you forever. Just give me your number, and if your mum and dad are up for it, to come on the show this Thursday for Where Do You Think They Were. Please, thank you.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Did you like this podcast? If you did, then subscribe now on BBC Sounds. Would be another one tomorrow for you. Scott Mills.